America. Oh, I love you, America. Oh, God shut you.
Dave Plyer in for Bob Surratt this morning here on 720 WGN. Chicago's own Gary Sinise began his career right here in Chicago as one of the founding members of the Steppenwolf Theater Company. He launched a series of groundbreaking productions before taking the role that would change his life in unforeseeable ways, Lieutenant Dan in the Academy Award-winning film Forrest Gump. The military community's embrace of the character of the disabled veteran was matched only by the depth of Gary's realization that America's defenders had not received all the honor, the respect, and the gratitude their sacrifices deserve. Gary has worked tirelessly on behalf of those who serve this country. He has entertained more than 500,000 troops around the world, eventually founding the Gary Sinise Foundation with a mission to serve and honor America's defenders, veterans, first responders, their families, and those in need. And I'm proud to have Gary Sinise back on our program. Gary, good morning, pal. How are you?
Hey, thanks for having me. Good to be here.
Gary, your foundation, in the beginning of all this, launched Emergency COVID-19 Combat Service to get our first responders the personal protection they need on the front lines every single day. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, well, early March, we started to get a few requests. You know, we get a lot of requests because we support, we have a whole first responder outreach that's been a part of my foundation since I started it. And so we started to get requests for special equipment, personal protective gear, masks, and face shields and that kind of thing, and decontamination equipment, that kind of thing. And then the storm started brewing. It was clear that something was going to change, and we needed to retool and be in the fight. So we started the Emergency COVID-19 Combat Service as a way to raise additional funds so that we could deploy a lot of support to the people on the front lines that are fighting this fight. And now we've expanded from our police officers and our firefighters and our EMTs into those men and women who are inside the hospitals and, doctors and nurses and staff that are dealing with patients in there. So we're supporting hospitals all over the country. We've already supported about 115 different locations around the country, serving thousands and thousands of meals to them. We're supporting about 80 different VA medical centers. And the people that are working inside the VAs, we're supporting our Gold Star families, obviously, and many departments across the country, probably over almost 60 different, departments, police and fire across the country. So we've got a lot of stuff going on, and I encourage people to go to the Gary Sinise Foundation website and check out our Emergency COVID-19 Combat Service and see how you can help support.
Well, you pushed our first responders to the front line, but you're also still helping, of course, military service members. You're also helping military service members, veterans, first responders, or family impacted by the coronavirus. You've raised over $1 million across 26 states. Meals provided, as you said, 115 locations, almost 30,000 meals across the country. Meals provided to VA hospitals nationwide, up to 20,000 meals, more than 80 VA medical facilities nationwide. 26 Gold Star families plus supported through the combat service. Meals for healthcare workers at VA hospitals throughout the country. You always take such a great leadership role in all this and just set a tremendous example for our country.
Well, thank you. Look, we're all part of the same team here. We're in America. We're all citizens. We all have to, we all have to deal with this particular problem. And nonprofits can play a vital role, I think, in supporting the folks who are out there fighting this fight. And we just happen to be in this space on a daily basis, supporting our first responders and military personnel. So people can look to the nonprofits as a means for them to be a part of the solution and helping these nonprofits to help those people that are fighting this fight. That's what we're doing at the Gary Sinise Foundation.
I was going to say, if you want to find out more about Yeah, go ahead. I was going to say, if for more on Gary's foundation, you can visit GarySinisFoundation.org. And, you know, you've included providing modified smart homes for our wounded warriors. And now you're starting some local chapters of your foundation across America.
We will be. Yeah, we'll be opening our first chapter later this summer. And that's a way for us to reach out to local communities across the country. Provide services within those communities on a daily basis. You know, we're doing that across the country already, but we figure that we're a growing foundation. We have a lot of support, and people trust the Gary Sinise Foundation as a means to help the men and women who are defending us and protecting us. So we're growing, and we're branching out, and we'll be entering our what will be our 10th year as of June. So next month we'll be going into our 10th year as a foundation.
So your inspiration behind a lot of this, you know, Forrest Gump premiered over 25 years ago. Many think that your passion from all this came from that movie, but it was the summer after the movie was released. You were at the Hilton on Michigan Avenue in Chicago in a ballroom filled with hundreds and hundreds of disabled veterans with their family members. You note that you witnessed a sea of men and women, many with scars, prosthetics, burn marks, crutches, wheelchairs, and all wearing the unmistakable look of pride, clapping, cheering wildly. It stunned you, but it was also an incredibly humbling experience.
You know, our veterans should always be celebrated and supported and feel appreciated. And you know, we take our freedom and those who provide it for granted. We do, because we go by, unless we have a personal family member or somebody who's serving, or, you know, best friends or somebody who we're personally connected to, you know, so much of the country is kind of disconnected to that. Yet there are people out there every single day that are sacrificing, and families that are sacrificing. And you know, September 11th really rocked my world and changed the course of my life. And when we started deploying our service members to Afghanistan and Iraq, I thought I have to be in this with them, and I want them to know that that what they're doing is appreciated. So that's why I went on this mission.
Well, Gary, I just want to say, you know, you are nothing short of an American hero yourself, and from myself and millions of others, I just want to tell you again, thank you from the bottom of our hearts for what you do for our veterans, our first responders, and their families every single day. Gary Sinise, thanks again, pal.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
All right, top stories from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom coming up next on 720 WGN.